We're live around the planet. It is 21 to 4 North American Eastern Time. That's 21 to 9 British Summer Time. Little behind, a lot ahead, according to where you chance to be on this turbulent Earth. Alison Coates says, I hope you'll say a few words about the great Russell Malone, who died suddenly in Japan just after a performance on August 23rd. I very much enjoyed his appearances on the Mark Steyn Show. Indeed, Alison, Russell was one of the greatest jazz guitarists of our time. He was playing a gig in Tokyo on Friday night. It was a triumph, as it usually is with Russell. And then he went back to his hotel and died from a massive heart attack. Russell, we'll have more to say about Russell on Sunday in our Song of the Week slot. But I loved having him on the show. I first got to know him, I think about, must be almost 20 years ago now. My friend Dorothée Berryman, whom you've seen on shows over the years. Dorothée was in New York while I happened to be there for Fox News, I think it was, for some Fox type thing. And Dorothée was there for some Quebec Christmas tree promotion with Quebec tree farmers in wherever it was, Times Square or Fifth Avenue, and doing her bit with them. And, you know, so after Fox, I'd been doing Hannity or something, and she said, oh, I wanted to go and see something. So she said, oh, there's this guitarist I love, Russell Malone. And he was playing in a club called Smoke, way up in Harlem. And he came out and he started noodling away at something. And I enjoyed the noodle. And about 2 minutes into the noodle, I realized, wait a minute, this is Lollipops and Roses, a hideous saccharine song I've always loathed. And yet he managed to turn it into the coolest thing. But anyway, you know, as they do, he took a, like, at the end of the evening, he came around the tables and he came, stood out because we obviously weren't from Harlem. So he came over to talk to Dorothée and me, and he was interested. He sat down and had a couple of drinks with us, and I told him about the law, and we just, you know, we got on. And he came and did several shows. He was in demand. He was a great guitarist. He was in demand by a lot of vocalists: Diana Krall, Harry Connick Jr., Andy Williams. He loved Andy Williams' voice because he just got a call saying, can you come and play with Andy? And he was kind enough to accompany me a few times, but it was always very nerve-wracking because, you know, the regular guys in the band, or Monique Fauteu, when she's accompanying me on the piano, they know that just before I come in, just before the vocal, you have to give me a nice clean note so I know to hit my right note. And he always had things where if he'd do the intro, we'd always send him the arrangement or whatever. He'd never play what was in the little guitar intro. He'd just do like 16 bars. It's something that would catch his fancy in the harmony somewhere, and he'd just do like little 16 bars and end with something that gave me no clue what note I was supposed to be on to start the vocals. I wound up staying up all night practicing in the mirror the right note over and over. He was just a complete joy, incredibly generous. The last time he was on our Christmas show, the Christmas show ended with I thanked everyone We all did a big, I forget what it was, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, I think was the big finale. Everyone did, you know, whatever it was, 4 bars or 8 bars of it. And, you know, I threw to him to play his 4 bars or whatever of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, which I'm sure wasn't the greatest thrill of his life, but he was terrific at it. And then we all sort of walked down the steps off the stage and in among the crowd to at the end of the show. But Russell stayed on stage to play my arrangement of Marshmallow World as our exit music, and the band were just thrilled by that because he was a big shot and he didn't need to do that. And, you know, is Marshmallow World the kind of thing that it's most important to him? But he was, and John Geary, our guitarist, was absolutely thrilled by that, that Russell just stayed on as if he was one of the boys in the band and played that Marshmallow World exit music. He was just an incredibly generous guy like that. And I'm devastated that he's dead, because he was so easy. He was so easy just to work with. It didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter whether it was something he was into or something he was indifferent to. He would just do it justice. And I'm so glad that the last time I saw him, I was sort of a bit sentimental, as I have been in recent years, but I gave him, you know, I hugged him. Because I adored him. I adored his playing. I adored the way he always turned up looking great. He was always immaculately dressed. I adored the way he would know whatever piece we'd asked him for, and sometimes he wouldn't. But either way, he was just he would always find some corner of it that nobody had done before. He was a great guy, and I'm devastated to think that he will be. You know, I felt a lot of doors closing the last couple of years, closing permanently, and it saddens me that Russell's presence on the Mark Stein Show is one of those doors too. That's the least of what he did. You know, check out his version of There Will Never Be Another You, or what is it? Not For All We Know. The other title. It's just a little pop song that he does just beautifully. He did everything beautifully. I'm very upset about the news from Tokyo.